Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashlyn Dave, your host. We've got a great show lined up, so let's get started. This is Ashlyn Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. This is actually a special edition of the podcast. It doesn't really have too much to do with running at all, if anything. It's about barbershops in America, and the reason I've been wanting to talk about this is because there's a big decline of the barbershop in the United States, or at least in my section of the country where I live. And it's a real shame, and I've seen it firsthand. And I'm talking about the traditional American barbershop with the old guy cutting your hair with clippers, wearing the white coat, and he puts the big thing around you, and you get your hair cut, and it feels high and tight, and you got the short feeling of your hair in the back, and you walk around the rest of the day, and you got that all that sticking in your neck from when you got little pieces of hair in your neck. I mean, and you walk out of smelling like talc and lotions and stuff. You don't come out with that perm smell like in beauty salons. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I've had it on my mind for a long time, and I've mentioned it several times in previous shows. And I finally got to a point where I got all my thoughts together, and I made some notes. And as I was looking through what I was going to mention in this podcast, is that I've gone to a lot of barbershops in my life. And it's kind of an interesting history. Now, I'm not going to talk about the history of the American barbershop. You can, if you're interested in that, you can go on the internet and read that. It's pretty much all the same. I'm just going to talk about just kind of what I've seen and kind of how much of a shame it is that the barbershop has gotten to where it is. It's kind of a dying breed. So let me share with you a little bit about what's happened to the American barbershop as far as I'm concerned. My first memory of a barbershop is pretty much fourth grade. I don't remember anything before that, third grade or second grade. I don't really remember. I don't have any real memory of getting my hair cut because I remember, but I do remember my mom cutting my hair a lot because I remember, with her scissors and a comb, and I used to wear my hair kind of in a bowl cut when I was growing up a little bit. But as I got older, the style kind of changed a little. But my first memory is in the fourth grade, and that was when we lived in Chesterfield, Virginia, Chesterfield County, which is south of southern part of Richmond. And my brother and I would go to my dad's shop, which was the Buford Barbershop. And we would have the same guy would cut our hair generally that cut my dad's hair. My dad always went to the same guy. And this guy would cut our hair. And it was, a big Saturday morning routine. And I think after a while, that kind of got broke up after my brother and I started playing sports. And we would get, we'd be playing soccer on Saturday mornings, and we wouldn't be going to the barbershop. And then I think we kind of transitioned over to a place that my mom used to start taking us. And this would be during the week sometimes after school. And it was also near a miniature golf course, and sometimes we would kind of combine the trips. And that place was actually called The Barbershop. There was a funny guy in there named Billy that was really funny. He didn't always cut my hair, but he would cut my brother's hair. But I always thought that place was a little weird because they would wash your hair if you wanted them to wash your hair. And I never really thought a barbershop actually would wash your hair. I thought they just kind of cut it as you wore it. But I think I recall my brother kind of getting his hair washed. Anyway, but as I got older, as a teenager, I started working at a Safeway, which was in a different shopping center. And in that same shopping center was a place called Cook's Barbershop. And it was a very traditional American barbershop. I continued to go here through high school. I mean, the guys would smoke in there. You really would leave with that smell of talc on you. and some of this other yellow stuff that they would put on your neck or whatever, I guess, to kind of, and they would shave around your ears and on your neck, and I guess they would put stuff on there to make, to stop the bleeding or cinch the skin up. But this was a very traditional barbershop and a kind of a traditional looking American shopping center, and I happen to know that the place is not there anymore because that area is a lot different. But I went there through high school because it was near my high school, near where I worked, and at that point I could drive, so I could drive myself when I needed a haircut. I would just do that myself. Then I went off to college in Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is in the Shenandoah Valley, and there was a place up there called Puffinburg. And keep in mind at this point, the only place I wanted to get my haircut was a traditional American barbershop. That was the kind of place I would seek out. So I actually I think they had a place on campus where I went to school would cut your hair. I can't remember if they did or didn't, but there was a place in downtown Harrisonburg called Puffinburger's Barbershop. It was a one-man shop, you know, real old guy, bad breath, just, you know, you go in there and you get a Clippers barber cut. And just real traditional. Sometimes there'd be some old guy just sitting there talking, you know, and maybe not really waiting on. And you never really had to wait. There might be one or two people in front of you, and he would cut a man's hair in 15 minutes, you know, shave, and that would be it. And that was a one-chair shop. Just, so it was kind of small. I remember it was right near a parking deck. I don't even know if it's there anymore. But after I got out of college, this is really where I've seen the decline. Since I found the first place I wanted to go after college. It was a place on Harrison Street down in the Fan District of Richmond, because I had an apartment down there when I first got out of college. And it was called Bill's Barbershop, right there near VCU. And it was also near U-Crops, which is a grocery store. I remember I could get my hair cut and go in and get my groceries at the same, you know, around with the same park in the same place. But it used to, the guy's name was Bill Pulley that ran that shop. And he took over that shop after a guy named Otis died. And it used to be called Otis's Barbershop. And Bill said that he actually had to change the name. He was going to leave it as Otis's Barbershop because that was the name of it. But he said he had to change the name after Otis passed because everybody thought he was Otis. And his name was Bill, so he changed it to Bill's Barbershop. This was it was a two-chair shop, it was only one chair was operational. I remember he had a big heater in the middle of the floor, and I think a rattling window unit. And this was just an old dude. This is the irony, that guy Bill Pulley actually lived in Hanover and drove all the way into Richmond to cut hair, and I'll get to that here in a minute, how that's kind of weird how that worked out. But he changed it over to Bill's Barbershop. And I got my hair cut there for several years. A couple years. And then what happened was Virginia Commonwealth University ended up buying that property that he rented the shop. I think VC bought the whole block, and you know, they had different plans for it. So what he did is he took his business and he moved in with a guy named Howard Adams over at Adams Barbershop on West Broad Street, which is right in the heart of VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. So obviously I went, you know, I followed my barber wherever he went, and I went down there, and I went to the Adams Barbershop several times, and I really got a kick out of these two guys. It's almost like they were best buds, because they always talked. It was just a two-chair shop. They had a real shoeshine guy in there that just sat there if he didn't have any customers. These two guys, Howard Adams and Bill Pulley, they knew everybody. It just seemed like nobody would pass that shop without stopping in and saying hello. They'd come in and talk. They just seemed like they knew everybody, just constantly talking all the time. And this guy Howard Adams, he still cuts hair down there. He talked loud, and the phone was near him, so whenever the phone would ring, he would say Adams Barbershop, and you know, people were calling wondering how long they got to wait and whatnot. And he was always telling them that even if there were three or four people sitting there, he would just tell them that there was no wait, come on down. And it was kind of funny, but I got my hair cut there for several years, and always always waited on Bill, and really didn't have to wait too long. But what happened was I ended up, you know, moving to the Hanover area, which is about 19 miles north of Richmond, and I looked for a new barbershop. It was nothing against Bill Pulley, but I didn't live in Richmond anymore, and I wanted to get my hair cut. And I lived in a small town now, and I wanted to get my hair cut in a local barbershop. And there were a couple shops in Ashland. There was one called, believe it or not, Ashland Barbershop. There was one called Coons Barbershop. And so I started right at the Ashland Barbershop, and the reason for this is because it was right on the railroad tracks, and you could sit in the barber chair and probably, oh, I don't know, less than 30 feet from you, where you sat in the chair outside the shop, across the sidewalk, and in the middle of the street where the railroad tracks, and you could really feel the rumbling of the railroad coming through there, and they would tell us that during, because he had a shop there. He fought in World War II, so he left for a while, but he said that when he got back and he was cutting hair again, 200 trains would go through Ashland every day with the war materials. Anyway, so the guy who ran that shop, his name was Sid Viverette. And he said the way it was easy to remember his last name is because it rhymed with cigarette. And he was a real nice guy. He was a loud talker. He was really funny. He was a World War II veteran. He had lots of these model airplanes hanging from the ceiling of the barbershop. There was little knickknacks in there that were just kind of a traditional Americana flair, but not contrived stuff, like real stuff. And he had this guy named Jesse who was kind of a sidekick who used the second chair in the shop. And Jesse, poor old Jesse, he's dead now, but he didn't, or so was Sid, but Jesse didn't really give a real good haircut. He was a real nice guy, but he just didn't, his haircuts were pretty bad, so I would always wait for Sid, and Sid gave good haircuts, and it was always fun to sit in the chair, and he obviously would remember your name and stuff after a while, and I always thought that he was a real nice guy. And it was quite an experience to go in there and just sit in there and just listen to him while you waited your turn, and just the kind of BS that he would talk about. He always had all kinds of stories, and you don't know if they were true or not, but he knew a little bit about everything. He knew a little bit about everybody in Ashland, and which was really kind of good for me because I was new. But what happened was Sid eventually sold his shop to a pet store guy, but a local business owner, not a chain. But what was happening was Sid was building a house up in a development up north of Hanover in Caroline County. There's a big lake up there, and there was a development along the lake, so he was building a house up there. So he was going to be living up there, and so he was interested in selling his barbershop or the building because he lived upstairs and he had the business downstairs. And so he sold that, and he ended up moving in with Calvin Coon around the corner at Coon's Barbershop. Now, and you'll see it's kind of interesting that here the small town of 7,000 people actually had two traditional American barbershops within a block of each other, which I always thought was real interesting. So I started going over to Coon's Barbershop. That's K-O-O-N, and Calvin Coon was the one that owned that. Sid and Calvin, both had chairs in Calvin's shop. That was a three-chair shop, although the middle one was always empty, it seemed, when I was there. And Sid would do his regular thing. His chair was right along the window, right along the main street, and, you'd sit in there. You always see people driving down the road, and they could look in on you getting your hair cut. But Sid had a medical problem and ended up collapsing. I wasn't there. I just heard about it later. He ended up collapsing in the barbershop, apparently never regained consciousness there. He was hospitalized for a while, ended up passing away, and so Calvin was by himself again. And that's how Calvin ended up starting to cut my hair. And he was a Korean War veteran, and he had plenty of stories about that kind of stuff. Real nice guy, just a real super guy. But his health problem was that he was diabetic, and eventually he would start having this. He had this little stool fastened that was hooked onto the outside of the barber chair, so he could sit while he cut your hair, so he didn't have to stand all day. And the poor guy would wear shorts every day because his legs were so swollen, and it just looked like he was in pain. But he was a real nice fella that would always talk, and he would remember things about you. And eventually, poor old Calvin got to a point where he wasn't opening his shop very consistently. And, I'd get my hair cut every 2 weeks because I like to kind of get a military type of cut, a clipper cut. And he wasn't open often enough for me to get my hair cut, so I had to end up going to some other places. I really had no choice. But I do remember there being some occasions where I would, you know, go 2 weeks, didn't find him, maybe get my hair cut within a week, and then I'd see that he was open, and then, you know, even within the week, I would have him give me the kind of cut that I would want. I probably wasted a lot of money on haircuts. But it was sad that eventually we kind of heard that he wasn't going to be coming back, and his wife Mary started. She rented the shop out to a poor girl from Illinois or Indiana or something that was. She was here at Fort Lee. She was a military wife, and Fort Lee is I don't know, about just over 30 minutes south of Richmond, and for some reason this poor girl was living down on the base but commuting up here to work a chair at the barbershop. And she gave great military haircuts, though. I mean, they were really good. She really knew how to do it. But she had ended up having a baby, and she decided to move home because her husband got deployed, and it was just a big mess. And so the shop was kind of empty again, and a couple other people made a go at it. A guy named Jason, who worked at another shop in Hanover, came up there, and he kind of partners with this other guy named Scott, and that didn't really work out. This was you talk about a whole second generation of barbers. One of these guys had his Xbox set up there all the time, and he would play video games on this huge TV in between waiting on customers. I mean, that's just a whole different. I mean, that's different. So I stopped going there because it was just the shop wasn't consistently open. I tried out a place in Mechanicsville, which is still in Hanover County, called Charlie's, which is kind of the main place down in Mechanicsville. But that was a major crapshoot on, and that was a traditional shop, but minus the shaving. They wouldn't shave your neck or around your ears. But I think that was a four-chair shop, and all four chairs had barbers pretty much every day. And but it was a crapshoot on how long you would wait for the barber that you wanted. And most people kind of get at one barber that they like to use that kind of remembers how they want the haircut. And so I was spending a lot of time waiting, and I decided that I was just really hoping for another barbershop to open up somewhere. And not too long after that, a lady named Rhonda started renting Coon's Barbershop, renting a chair in there. And she was pretty much the answer to everything. She gave a real good haircut. She kind of moved her operation from the Short Pump area out in Henrico into Ashland. And she had a regular customer base that kind of followed her over there. And she gave a good haircut. It was a little more expensive than some others, but it was reliable. And you knew that you would get the haircut, that, and she would take the time to make sure things are lined up properly. And she probably was there for two and a half years. And then she moved in. She couldn't afford to rent anymore. Or the rent was too expensive. I guess you couldn't say she couldn't afford it. I think the rent went up. And so she decided to close down her operation there and head over to a place that a guy named Kenny Owens opened up. In a new building in the Ashland Town Center, which used to be called the Henry Clay Shopping Center, but they kind of did a facelift and changed the name. And apparently this guy, Kenny Owens, used to work a shop in Richmond somewhere, and he lived up in Ashland, so he opened up a shop up here called Owens Barbershop. And Rhonda moved in there and operated a chair, and of course I went over there after I heard that's where she was, and had another good year at getting, you know, outstanding haircuts. Now, what happened was all of a sudden Rhonda wasn't there anymore, and apparently they had some kind of disagreement, not really sure what it was, and so she hasn't surfaced anywhere. I mean, I haven't seen any ads in the paper, the local paper, saying where she's at or anything like that, and I'm really curious where she's gone, because I would like to get my hair cut from her, and I know she's still cutting hair, because, I mean, that's what she did for her trade and her job, and she's a real nice lady. So that left me with quite a dilemma, since I haven't found out where she's open shop at, is that do I get Kenny to cut my hair, or do I go find another barbershop? Now, right now, there are no real traditional barbershops in Ashland. There's a place that'll cut your hair for $5 that's run by people who don't speak English. And I think you can get a Brazilian in the back or something. Not really sure. But they got they do kind of waxing there, and it's a real weird place. In other words, I have been in there a few times just to try it out, and there's always the one guy that just sits in there. He's not getting his hair cut. He's just sitting in there. And then I've been over to a place called Betty's Barbershop, which is a $7 haircut. And again, it's really hard to communicate with her because she doesn't speak English. You kind of have to point to the picture up on the wall on what you want your haircut to look like, and she'll do it. But it's hardly a traditional experience that, like I was talking about earlier. Of course, Kenny's got his shop, and he does the traditional clipper cut with shaving, but he doesn't really say much, and the haircuts are just not really what I'm looking for. Matter of fact, I got one the other day from him, which I think might be the last time I go there, and I kind of had to go home and correct it a little bit myself with the mirror and my own clippers, just because it just wasn't even, and it kind of looked like I had a little downward spike on the side of my head. And what happened was, I told him I wanted to get it cut a little shorter, and he ended up taking, I think, a number one and going all the way across my head. So basically got a crew cut. So when people were making fun of me when I came to work, I told them that my hair was starting to turn gray, so I decided to start over and cut all my hair off. So that's kind of what I look like now. But earlier in the podcast, I had mentioned that there was a little bit of irony about Bill's Barbershop, and let me kind of explain how this happened. A couple weeks ago, I had to go down to Richmond for work, and I, believe it or not, I had to go to a GameStop, which sells Xboxes and all that kind of stuff, and just with the nature of my job, I had to go in there and check on a few things. And I'd always wondered if Adam's Barbershop was still there, and I had been down on West Broad before looking for it, and I didn't see it, because I always knew that, because whenever I would go down to Adam's Barbershop, I would park at a Hardee's parking lot and walk about a half a block to the barbershop in lieu of pulling up and paying at the one of the coin meter, pay meters, whatever you call those things, the coin-operated meters. So I would always look for that Hardee's, and I never saw it. I said, well, you know, they must have taken, because VC was taking over that whole block. Well, earlier this month, I had to go down there, and I parked near this GameStop, and I got out, went in, did what I had to do. When I was getting back in my car, I looked over to my right, and sure enough, if I wasn't parked just about 10 feet to the side of Adam's Barbershop, and Bill Pulley wasn't sitting in that chair looking right out the window at me, and I don't think he saw me, but I felt this weird feeling of betrayal, like I had, you know, gone to him, enjoyed his barbering, and then had just left, you know, and moved to Hanover, and here I was back in Richmond and probably needed a haircut, and he was just sitting there, didn't have any customers. I could have easily gone in there and gotten a haircut, but I just kind of felt like I didn't want to go in there and make him. It was a weird feeling, but anyway, I can't continue to drive down there. I thought for sure his health and his age would have probably gotten the best of him by now, and he wouldn't be working anymore. But I was pretty impressed. But I just felt like I'd kind of, you know, crossed him, you know, betrayed him a little bit by leaving, because I was a good customer, and I know that they depend on the regular customers. So I guess the main theme of, I've been really wanting to just, you know, put this out on a podcast, because there might be some people out there that can kind of relate to the real shame of the decline of the American barbershop and how hard it is. They're just not around that much anymore. Now, granted, Adam's Barbershop is still there, and I guess if I don't mind going in and getting a crappy haircut from my boy here in Ashland, I could continue to do that. But there's just no reason for that, and it's a shame. And you don't have young guys coming out here and doing this barbering anymore. You don't see it, or if you do, they're different, and they didn't seem to be trained under the old masters. So I guess there's really just not that much money in it anymore. These salons or these conglomerates, you know, Haircuttery or Supercuts, or we even have a place in Hanover called Sport Cuts. I guess you can go in, they wear referee outfits, and you can go in and watch sports while you're getting your haircut. They really don't know what they're doing. That's the reason they're in those places, because they float around to different ones, and they work different days, and you don't know who you get when you go in there. So anyway, that's it for this podcast. I just needed to talk about the decline of the American barbershop. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is Running the Center of the Universe.